Visiting Teaching Message, A Restoration of All Things. Study this material, and as appropriate, discuss it with the sisters you visit. Use the questions to help you strengthen your sisters and to make Relief Society an active part of your own life. The Prophet Joseph Smith organized Relief Society as an essential part of the church. As a presidency, we hope we can help you understand why Relief Society is essential in your life. We know that New Testament women showed faith in Jesus Christ and participated in His work. Luke chapter 10, verse 39, tells of Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. In John chapter 11, verse 27, Martha bears witness of Christ. She saith unto Him, Yea, Lord, I believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Acts chapter 9, verses 36 and 39, speaks of a certain disciple named Tabitha, full of good works, and all the widows stood by, showing the coats and garments which she made. Phoebe, in Romans chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, was a servant of the church and a succorer of many. These patterns of faith, testimony, and service continued in the Latter-day Church and were formalized with the organization of Relief Society. Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President, taught, "Just as the Savior invited Mary and Martha of New Testament times to participate in His work, women of this dispensation have an official commission to participate in the Lord's work." The organization of Relief Society in 1842 mobilized the collective power of the women and their specific assignments to build the Lord's kingdom. We accomplish our work as we focus on Relief Society's purposes to increase faith and personal righteousness, strengthen families and homes, and seek out and help those in need. I testify that Relief Society was divinely organized to assist in the work of salvation. Each Relief Society sister has an essential role to play in accomplishing this sacred work. Sylvia H. Allred, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. What can I do? What help will I provide my sisters this month that exemplifies the faith of female disciples of Jesus Christ? What teaching of the restored gospel will I study to strengthen my testimony this month? For more information, go to www.reliefsociety.lds.org. From our history, Sister Julie B. Beck has taught that we know through the Prophet Joseph Smith that Relief Society was a formal part of the Restoration. The process of restoration began with the first vision in 1820 and continued line upon line, precept upon precept. Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 12. When the Relief Society was formally organized on March 17, 1842, the Prophet taught the women about their essential place in the restored church. He said, "The church was never perfectly organized until the women were thus organized." From the Scriptures, Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 29, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. End of the article, Visiting Teaching Message, A Restoration of All Things.